Kiss in the Morning Rush on 93.1 at Jams. Nothing fun about breaking bad news, and sometimes you need a little help in that department, and that's why you come to us.
Absolutely. That's why we got Virginia on the phone this morning, who has some bad news to break to her boyfriend. Virginia, what's going on?
Hi, guys. Thanks for helping. Yeah, I'm in a little bit of a situation where right now I'm studying. I'm in grad school, and my student visa is actually about to expire, so I'm kind of freaking out. I want to, stay here in the U.S. I really love it, and I want to, continue studying. And there's a guy that I've been dating for, a month now, and, I mean, I'm super in love. It's the most I've ever felt, but I know it's super quick. And I kind of want to just ask him to marry me. I'm a little worried how that will go. Yeah. And if he'll think I'm just using him. And it's not just using him, because, I do, love him, you know?
Right. That's a tough one. That's, Well, I mean, how many exciting things have you guys done together out of curiosity?
I mean, we spend, most of our time together. It's been, as soon as we met, it's been, just sleepovers all the time, you know?
That's right.
Wow. Let me get this straight. So you're from Canada. You're here on a student visa. You've been dating this guy, Ray, for a month. You want to stay here, so you want to marry him?
Yeah, that is. Basically, the situation.
It's not that terrible.
It's just a month. It's fine.
I don't see. This isn't actually bad news. I don't know.
Well, you
know,
it just doesn't happen a lot.
It could be good news.
He may want to get married.
Exactly. It could also be very bad news.
Yeah. Well. So you're gonna break the bad news that what? You're gonna break up with him if he doesn't marry you?
Or you have to move back to Canada.
I mean, I have to move back to Canada if I can't stay here. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
All right,
Virginia. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us, but Ray will not. And then we'll eventually chime in to help you with this conversation with him. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, honey. Good luck.
Hello.
Hey, babe.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. I was just, I thought I'd call you. There was kind of something I wanted to chat about, but I haven't brought up yet. So do you have time to talk?
Yeah. I have a few minutes away from my desk.
Okay, cool. Thanks. I don't know how to say this. It's I've really loved our time together, and I've told you, I love you, more than anyone I've dated before.
Sorry, give me 1 second. This sounds like it's about to be a bigger conversation than I was expecting. Did I do something wrong?
I got the news that the visa won't be extended, and I only have a month left on my visa here, so I'm going to have to go back.
You just figured that out. That's insane.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I know. I'm, really upset, babe.
What do we do? Yeah. There's got to be something we can do through immigration. There's got to be a way that we can get you to stay. You're still in school.
Got to get married.
I know, but, here's the thing. It's either I'm going to have to just go back to Toronto and apply for another visa and put my studies on hold, and then also we'll have to do, long distance, or... The only other thing I can think of that's a quick fix is actually, maybe getting married.
There it is.
Here comes the bride. That's right.
He's going to freak out.
Yeah, but, that seems...
That's a stretch.
I mean, Virginia...
I know, it's only been a month, babe, I know. But, I do, I love you, and I don't know, if you'd be okay with it, I'd be okay with it. I don't want to push anything on you, and I'm not, trying to, manipulate a system or anything, so it would have to be something you're totally comfortable with. I just wanted to tell you, this is my situation, and I'm going to have to go back to Toronto if we didn't get married.
I'm struggling. You're hitting me with this over the phone at work.
Oh, my gosh. Let's break in now. Yeah. Hi, good morning.
Hey,
is this Ray?
Ray.
I'm sorry, is this?
Hi, Ray. Hi.
Hi, Ray.
We are actually on the phone with Virginia. You didn't know that, but we did. And we are actually on a segment called Breaking Bad News. You are on the radio.
That's right.
So a lot of people are listening to this conversation right now to help her break the bad news to you that, yes, she is needing you to marry her.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do about
it? Virginia, are you still there? Are you on this phone line, too?
Yeah, I am. Hey. I wasn't sure. I called for advice.
Why are we doing this on the radio?
Why not? Come on now. We're just here to help her out. She listens to our show, and she's a frequent listener. And, you know, we do this on like an everyday basis where we help local people break bad news when they're a little bit nervous about it, a little bit shaky about it. We give them that extra boost of confidence. How would you like to not hear this news and just have her disappear, man?
What was that?
I don't want to look like the bad guy if I say no now. Like, what? I feel like the whole world's watching me.
Well, you know what, Ray? I will back you up on this because, believe me, I think a month is just not enough time to marry someone. But, hey, that's just me. So, you know what? Shady is open to it. He's like, listen, this can happen, Krista. So, like, literally, what is your feeling on this? Do you want to run away? Or put a ring on it?
I mean, my first impulse, like, right off the bat is like a month is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. We don't even like, I have a one bedroom apartment in Monona. Right. Like I'm not ready.
I love it.
To commit to like a married life. You know?
I mean,
that's I'm years away from that.
Absolutely.
Like I'm mid 20s. I thought I had a long time to go.
The thing is though, you might lose her if you decide not to, because then she's going to go back to Toronto and who knows if she finds somebody else while she's trying to apply for a visa again, man.
Mm-hmm. Unless you just move to Canada with her and leave Monona.
I mean, cannabis is legal in Canada.
Dave, want to move to Toronto?
There you go. How about that?
Yeah.
Let's flip the script. You want to move to Toronto there?
Do it.
Come on, man.
Come on, baby Beaver's from there.
You only have a one-bedroom apartment
maybe
here.
Prefer, if I can get my job, we actually do have an office in Toronto. Get them to transfer me to Toronto. That seems like a much better option.
Oh, my gosh.
Than getting married.
Do you really think you could?
I mean, that's something, if we hadn't talked about this on the radio.
Yes.
I'm sorry, a little bit less of a heated way.
Well, it sounds like you guys need to work some things out, and there might be a possible solution to this, so we'll let you guys get to it.
And we've always wanted to go to Canada. So listen, when you guys do actually get hitched, can you fly us on out there to another country?
That's right. We'll come to the wedding.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
Months and years away from now, you know, of course.
Surprisingly nice to have y'all here.
Oh, that's so sweet. All right, you guys.